please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of September, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, iPhone users out there, particularly the ones out there that just got their new iPhone 13. How you loving that thing? Here's some news you don't want to hear. No, nothing's wrong with your phone. It's just that iPhone 14, yeah, it's going to have a complete redesign. At least that's what we're hearing from the folks at Bloomberg and over at 9to5Mac. Of course, hearing this, no, nothing new. Many people still thought iPhone 13 should have been the 12S. But that's not the way Apple's rolling now. This also bounces off the rumors we've been hearing from our main man Ming out of China, particularly the one where Apple will be dropping the display notch entirely, meaning that the iPhone 14, or at least the 14 Pro that we're hearing about, will use just a hole-punch front camera. You know, kind of like you see on Android phones already. The newest rumor that we're hearing, at least design-wise, though, is remember the iPhone 4? Well, think of that on steroids. iOS 15. Yes, it's good and it's bad for some apps. Raise your hand out there. How many of you have been jamming out to Spotify, looked at your battery, and went, whoa, wait a minute, I just charged this thing? Well, you would not be alone. Spotify has actually acknowledged now that the app is causing excessive battery drain. In fact, it's even causing overheating issues on iOS 15, not to mention a lot of people are experiencing numerous crashes. Now, Spotify says, we've got a fix. The problem is, though, they don't say when that fix is coming. And in the meantime, there's really no troubleshooting you can do. You're kind of just stuck with what you're stuck with. The really only thing we have heard, if you really need your Spotify, don't upgrade to iOS 15. In fact, maybe don't even upgrade to 14.8 yet, even though you need it for security, which is great if you don't have a new iPhone 13. But if you are on the new model, looks like you're just going to have to grit and bear it for a while. In the meantime, speaking of bugs, we do know that iOS 15 does have a few bugs here and there. Actually, a little bit more than a few, but Apple says a few anyway. And of course, they're promising a fix very soon. That would be iOS 15.0.1. That too may resolve the Spotify issue. We've yet to see. Wear OS users, you'll be happy to know that at least if you use YouTube Music, the Wear OS app is coming to older smartwatches. At first, we didn't think this was going to happen. It's just going to be for the newer ones and forget about it. Apparently, Google, or at least somebody, had a change of heart. At first, we were only going to hear that Samsung's new Wear OS 3, but if you got a Fossil or other models of Wear OS, but if you've got, say, a Fossil watch or other models using Wear OS 2, looks like the app will also come your way. Now, the app will be downloadable from the Google Play Store and will support Google's Smart Downloads feature. The app will be available towards the end of this week for the Generation 6 lineup of smartwatches, while other models using Wear OS 2 apparently will get the app sometime really at the end of this year, or at least the first part of next. Finally, achievement unlocked. TikTok has 1 billion monthly users. I'm not one of them. Maybe you're not either. Chances are, though, you probably know somebody on TikTok, though, with that many users. It really hasn't taken that long either. Yes, in their official blog post yesterday, TikTok says, yes, we've reached a milestone, which actually did just launch in 2018. So to get a billion users in about 3 years, that is kind of impressive. To give you an example, Instagram took 8 years to get that many. And that also took Facebook buying them too. Of course, TikTok has not been without its scrutiny, particularly in the U.S. market. We won't go there. Too political for this show. Not to mention, there's been a whole bunch of different privacy issues worldwide regarding the app. Apparently, that hasn't stopped people from going there. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We are inching a little closer. Only 2 days left until September 30. I'm hoping by Thursday or even before I can deliver some good news. But for me to do that, we need your help to keep the show alive. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. As I was saying yesterday, for literally less than a cup of coffee per month, you can support this show if you love the show so we can stay on the air after September 30. Of course, the official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find the Mac Show, the Big Show, and of course the Photo Show too. You can also find us on on the socials at British Tech Network on Facebook and British Tech at Twitter. And join our community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.